In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're at the bottom of page 3, volume 30, 12-25-31. My divine will knows how to change and give the transformation and the form of the noble grafting from the human to the divine. So you see what Jesus is teaching us. He's really beginning to teach us that we're going to change. We're going to be transformed. We're going back to our divine nobility. Adam was the king of the earth. Adam did not have to pray. That's what Jesus tells Louisa. If you want to know more about that, go to Louisa and Adam, and you'll find everything that Adam did was divine, basically, because he was one with God before the fall. So, the divine will now wants to bring us full circle, back to where we were before the fall. And that's to change, to be transformed, back to our divine nobility, from human to divine. So when anybody says to you, well, I'm only human, that's a lie. That's a lie of the devil. The devil does not want us to go back to the divine. The devil hates the divine. He hates God. So what Jesus is saying to us is, as you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, what happens is you begin to live the divine life. Now, again, there was a book that came out 2 years ago called To Be Children of God. It's all about entering into the divine. This is what the Catholic Church is all about. This is why we have the Blessed Sacrament. This is why we have the sacraments. This is why we have the sacramentals. It's to lead us from the human into the divine. So Jesus says, therefore, when I, God, see you, Louisa, operate in the divine will, I, God, feel being given to me, the Lord God Almighty, repeated for me, the Lord God Almighty, that the paradise that my mother gave me when she received me, a little baby, into her arms. See, we see the humility of God. God is so humble, he wants to be held. And you look at the Blessed Mother, the reward for Louisa to go through the 9-day novena for 9 months, the reward was she was in Bethlehem, because there's no time or space. She was in Bethlehem, and Our Lady put the Blessed Jesus, the baby Jesus, in her arms. And that's what he says. When I see you, Louisa, operate in the divine will, I, God, feel being given to me, repeated for me, the paradise that my Mama Mary gave me when she received me, a little baby, into her arms. God is so humble, he wants to be held. You have to understand. And we see this with the Blessed Mother. She holds him as a baby, and she holds him after the crucifixion. Always wanting to be held. That's the great humility of God. And he wants us to enter into this abundant life. And he says this, therefore, those who live in my divine will, make a rise and form the sweet and beautiful hope, Christian hope is certitude, that the kingdom shall come upon earth, and I, God, shall delight in the paradise of the soul that my fiat has formed in them. So this is what's happening. As you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, God is forming that fiat in us, and we're learning the fiat. And again, nobody has it perfectly. All of us have to go to confession. We are all sinners. Yet, this is what Jesus promises. Those who do and live my divine will make arise in their hearts, their minds, the soul, a form of a sweet and beautiful hope, celestial hope, Christian hope, certitude, that its kingdom shall come upon earth, in us, on earth, as the saints have it in heaven, And I, God, shall delight in the paradise of that soul, of those souls that my fiat has formed in them. So what Jesus is looking for, he's looking for us to allow him, the Lord God Almighty, to change us from being self-centered and selfish to being like God, humble and little. Wanting, and we're saying to God, you want us to hold you, and yes, but we want to be held by you. It's a mutual possession. That's what's coming. Volume 32, 10, 1932. My blessed daughter Louisa, of my volition, of my most holy divine will. Louisa, each time you elevate yourself in the divine will to unite yourself to each act the divine will has done, each act that Jesus has done. Like there's some people in Israel right now, and I said to them, let Jesus gaze at Israel again. Let Jesus look at Bethlehem again. Let Jesus look at Nazareth again. Let Jesus hear the sound of the animals in Israel. See what's happening. As you elevate yourself in the divine will, unite yourself to each act the divine will Jesus has done, and to unite your act to its own, the divine act rises and gives you a decree of divine grace, divine love, divine sanctity, a decree of divine life and divine glory. These degrees united together form the necessary substance, what? To form the divine life in the soul. One forms the heartbeat, one forms the breath, one forms the word, one forms the eye, one forms the beauty, one forms the sanctity of God in the depth of the soul. It's not human. You see, the fallen human nature is not what God wanted for us. And what the saints accomplished was doing the will of God. And they went through great mortifications, great sufferings, great penances. They went through terrible times to become a saint. Jesus now says, I'm going to do more than what I did with the saints. I want you to possess this. And so he chooses Louisa. Why? Because Louisa lives in it. We do not have to go through what Louisa went through. She did it. So we are, this is the best part. We are experiencing the peace, the joy, the happiness of heaven on earth because of what Louisa went through. And all that Jesus asks of us is, will you be willing to accept it? So he says very, very clearly, as the creature approaches them, our act rises to give what they possess. They anxiously wait for Louisa in order to place themselves in attitude of rising in order to form their divine outpourings, to deposit themselves and repeat the acts in the soul. They've done this in Louisa. Now God is waiting for us to allow this to happen to us. Think about that. We have to understand what God is doing is he's producing in us with every heartbeat, every breath, every word, every gaze, the beauty, the sanctity of God in the depth of our soul. And he says, as God's acts arise in us, we're doing what Jesus did. Like think of the people in Israel right now. They're saying to Jesus, I want you to see Israel again with my eyes. How happy they're making Jesus. I want you to smell the odors of Israel. I want you to experience this again. Do you see why Jesus said to Louisa, you are my skin. I am alive again. See, this, remember St. Louis de Montfort. St. Louis de Montfort says they'll be the greatest souls in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done, but it is what God has done for them. What's happening is God is reigning in us, and we're going to let him be the Lord of our life, the Lord of our gazing, the Lord of our hearing, the Lord of our walking. We're never alone anymore. We're with Jesus. Constantly with Jesus. He's not 1,000,000,000 miles away. He's right with us, closer than our breath. And that's what God wants. That's how he created us. So he says very clearly, to letting our acts arise to give what these acts possess. These acts anxiously wait for the soul in order to place themselves in attitude of rising, coming back to the beginning, to form their divine outpouring, to deposit themselves and repeat their acts in the soul. Jesus wants us to live the way he originally planned. He never planned that we would be living in our human misery, our human will. Why is it misery? Because we can't rule ourselves. And that's why Jesus says, give that up. Let me reign in you. Let me be the Lord of your life. What I will give you is peace, joy, and happiness. So he says very clearly to us in Vine 4:2-19:32, if it is about my power, my divine power, about my divine love, when the two scales overflow a little bit more and touch him with the will to conquer him, man shall feel shaken and floored. That's from the book of Revelation. The world will be shaken and floored. What's this about? It's about the divine will reigning in people. Everybody looks at it as like, oh, we're gonna die. No. What's coming is a new beginning for mankind. In such a way, listen to this, shaken and floored, in such a way that the soul shall rise again from evil to good, shall re-enter into our most holy divine will from which he went out when he committed the original sin. Why? So as to take back his lost inheritance. That's volume 20 through volume 36, receiving the divine inheritance of the Father again. Do you see what God has planned? He's saying to us, I want to fill you with divinity. I want you overflowing with divinity. I want you to share in my divinity. And it's nothing to be afraid of. See, it's to say to God, I trust you so much that I have total confidence. Whatever you want to do, fiat, do it to me. Let it be done as you wish. And let it be done as you say. It's about my power, my love. And when the two scales overflow, this power and love of God is coming to the earth. This is the divine will. To touch the soul with the divine will to conquer the soul will feel shaken and floored. That's from the book of Revelation. In such a way that he will rise again, no longer evil, but only good, and shall re-enter into our divine will from which Adam left and all of his children. Why? So as to take back his lost inheritance. In fact, Jesus said, when I was on the earth, since in all my acts ran in my divine power, the touch of my hands, the empire of my voice, and so forth, they were all made powerful with the same ease with which I called to life the little girl. Remember we said, Talitha Koum, who had died a few hours before. With the same ease I called to life Lazarus. He's in the tomb for 4 days. Who had been dead for 4 days, who was already corrupted and gave off an unbearable stench. Think about that. When Louisa died, it took 4 days for the doctors to say she was dead. There was no rigor mortis. Her eyes were not dilated. Her heart had stopped beating. She had stopped breathing. Yet the doctors heard the blood circulating in her veins for 4 days. Why? She wasn't like Lazarus. There was something that God was doing. A new beginning for mankind. Wait till you see what God has planned. So I commanded that the bandages be removed from Lazarus. And then I called him. With the empire of my voice, Lazarus, come out. And at my commanding voice, Lazarus was resurrected. The corruption disappeared. The stench ceased. And Lazarus came back healthy and hearty, as if he had not died. This is the true example of how my divine power can make the kingdom of my divine fiat rise again in the midst of creatures. We are going to see this. We are going to see this, what God is going to do. We have been given the secret. This is what he says to Louisa, and this is what he says, again, 94 years ago, and on May... is it May? Yeah, May 4th, 19, what was it? Whatever that date was. May 25th, 1925. So what God has got planned is going to happen. We, as you read, you're just filled with joy and confidence. All the evil that you see around us is going to disappear. God is going to win. Don't be discouraged at what you see in your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, even in the church and in the country. Don't be disappointed. What's going to happen? This is the true example. The corruption is going to disappear. The stench is going to cease. The mankind is going to come back healthy and hearty as if he, this is what Jesus says, as if Adam never sinned. Do you see what's coming? The devil loses on this one. We gain everything. This is the tangible and sure example of how my divine power, in spite of the fact that man is corrupted with a stench of his sins that infects him more than a cadaver, he can be called a poor one wrapped in bandages who has the need of the divine empire in order to be freed of the bandages of his passions. But if the empire of my divine power invests him and wants it, his corruption shall have no more life, and he shall rise again healthy and more beautiful than before. As you know this, as you learn this, you are filled with joy. In the most corrupted things that you see, you say, Jesus is going to win. Jesus is going to stop this. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I glorify you, Jesus, for what you are going to bring about. And it's already begun in Louisa. 5:30, 4:9, 1932. My little daughter of my volition, you must know, this is a command from Jesus, that if our Supreme Being gave to the creature all the heavens, the sun, the earth, the sea, he would not give as much as he, as when he communicated the truths on the divine will. What is Jesus saying? You look at the sky, look through the Hubble telescope, look at a microscope to the minuscule things that exist. This is nothing compared to what the divine will is about. This is nothing. What God is going to bring about is the human is going to share in divinity. This is what God has planned. When the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice every day, a holy mass, he says, may we now share in the divinity of Christ. It's begun in Louisa, the only human who possesses the divine will. Now God is communicating the truths of the divine will. How glorious is this? So he says, in fact, all the other things would remain outside of the creatures while the truth penetrates into the innermost fibers of Louisa's soul. And I, God, keep molding her heartbeats. I, God, keep molding the affections, the desires, the intellect, the memory, the will, to transform Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa completely into the divine life of the truth. That's Jesus. The truth is Jesus. The truth is a person. We're going to be transformed completely into the life of Jesus. We're not going to be separate from him. This is what's coming. This is why Our Lady of America says the children of America will bring purity to the world. The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary to the world. What is that? That is the divine will. Great things are happening. Great things are happening in our families, with our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers. Even though it might look terrible, you are the ones that are bringing the divine will in the midst of creatures, in the midst of your family. Jesus is gazing at them with your gazing. Jesus is listening to them with your listening. Jesus is speaking to them with your speaking. If Jesus is really there, everything's being healed. There's nothing to worry about. Nothing. And as I go on molding Louisa, I keep repeating the prodigies of the creation of Adam. And by the touch of my hands, Jesus says, I, God, destroy the seeds of evil, and I, God, make the seeds of the new divine life rise again in mankind. How happy we are. How joy-filled we are. How peaceful we are. How confident we are. This is a promise of Jesus. This is going to happen. And Jesus says, even if I only have you, Louisa, if you're the only one, I will bring this about. But Jesus says, I want an army of souls. That's why I'm saying, say to Jesus, I want to be part of your army. I want to conquer the world with your divine love. That's what he's talking about. And the soul feels my touch. And this is what's going to happen. As I keep molding Louisa and the little children linked to Louisa with the new divine life is then given to the soul again, that the what Adam had lost. Volume 30, 6-12, 1932. And not only is creation always in act, but also redemption is always in act. And the one, Louisa, who lives in my divine will, feels the continuous act of my descent from heaven to earth, and it is precisely for Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. For love of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa, that I, God, descend. I am, he uses God's name, I am conceived. I am born. I suffer and I die. It's the total life of Jesus. He wants us to possess this total life. This is why, yes, he's conceived, he's descended, he's born, but he suffers and dies as well. And he wants us to participate in this. He would take Louisa every day, bring her to the crucifixion, and every day rise her again. Everything is for Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. And in order to give me God tit for tat, I, God, descend, and Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa receives me, is conceived in me, is born again with me, lives together with me, dies with me to rise again with me. We're one with God. Again, he's not far from us. He wants you to allow him to reign in you to such a degree that your family is healed by him. Remember what St. Louis de Montfort says. In the final days, there'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done. It's what God has done for them. That is this gift of the divine will. Imagine, if Jesus walked through a hospital, no one would be in bed. Everyone would be healed. He says, I want you to be my skin. I want you to allow me to gaze in your gazing, to listen in your listening, to speak in your speaking, to dance in your dancing, swim in your swimming, sing in your singing. Whatever you're doing, you say, Jesus, let's do this together. This is what he's waiting for. Volume 32, 3:12, 1933. Let us suffer together so that you, Louisa, repeat what I, Jesus, did and model your life on mine in order for me, God, to be able to say to you, what is mine, Louisa, is now yours. You, Louisa, are the repeater of my life. That's what Jesus is saying to us. What is mine is yours. You are now going to become the repeater of my life. What does that mean? Jesus, gaze in my gazing. Jesus, listen in my listening. Jesus, speak in my speaking. You begin that perennial communion with God. And so, if I die, I call Louisa and the souls linked together with Louisa to die together with me. But not in order to make her die, but in order to make her rise again with the same divine life of God who loves her so much. Do you see what Jesus is doing? Again, this is his love. I want you to die with me so that I can rise you again. You will rise again and more beautiful than you were before. See, heaven, everything increases in beauty. Everything increases in holiness. Volume 32, 4:29, 1932. My blessed daughter, you must know, again, this is a command from Jesus, that so much is our love and ardent desire to have the creature together with us, that no sooner is she created than we assign her the royal palace, the royal place in our most holy divine will, such that each creature has her place of honor in our divine royal palace. Do you see what's happening? Our volition does not leave the soul. Listen to this again. Our divine love and our ardent desire to have the soul one with us, Triune God, that is no sooner as she is created, is no sooner as she conceived, that we, Triune God, assign that soul, the soul, the royal place in our most holy divine will, such that each soul has her place of honor in our divine royal palace. Our holy will does not leave her. The holy divine will descends together with her. It presses itself around her. It passes through the exile together with her in every act that she does, every pain, every joy, or every encounter, and it places its prime divine act there so that the soul maintains her divine nobility and her state of princess. Now, the men can be princesses, okay? Princesses. So, again, you have to understand, the soul is feminine, okay? So when you hear she, when you hear daughter, when you hear princess, you know, don't get too upset. You're feminine to God because God wants to marry you. And this is why the devil is so enraged. He's so enraged that he tries to convince people, men to be women and women to be men. They don't see the beauty of what God has created. And when it has filled the soul with all goods so much that the soul has no more room for where to place other goods, the soul rises again to heaven, rises into the heights of the spheres, and triumpher, she is pointed out to all the celestial court. See, when Jesus said to Louisa, everything that I possess, I give to you. Everything my mother possesses, I give to you. The only thing Louisa does not possess is the resurrection. Why does Jesus keep on saying this? Because a great miracle is coming. A great miracle is coming that I don't have to say anything about Louisa, or no one has to say anything about Louisa. Jesus is going to say something about Louisa. It's going to be such a miraculous event that every Jew, every Buddhist, every Hindu, every Muslim, every Protestant is going to say, I want this to be a baptized Catholic. Everyone will become Catholic. Why? This is the universal life that Adam lost. What is Jesus saying? You have to look at this. And when it has filled her with all the goods, so much so that she has no more room for where to place other goods, she rises again to heaven, into the heights of the spheres. And she, as triumpher, she is pointed out to all the celestial court. This is what my divine will wants to do and knows how to do for Louisa and for us. Wait till you see what God has planned. I said this to some sisters. I said, it's going to knock your socks off. And the sister says, well, Father, we don't wear socks. I said, well, it's already happened. God is working. What's coming is so spectacular. The how and the why it's going to happen is in your hands. All your questions will be answered. Read. Study. Again, the easiest way is the calendar. Read every day. Read every day. Let Jesus touch your heart, your mind, your soul. Let Jesus fill you with all goods. Then Jesus says, but to our sorrow, we see that as she descends into the exile, the soul does not think about her royal palace anymore, as soon as she's born, basically, nor about the divine nobility of her origin. And she would want to slip away from our divine will, which more than a tender mother carries her in her arms. And making use of the doors of the scenes that we have given her, the soul descends to the baseness of her human will. These doors we had given to her to rise again to us, triune God, so that she could make her little escapes from the exile into the bosom of her Creator. So this is one of the reasons why the doors were locked. Now think about that. Peter has the keys. Why? To open these doors so that we can rise again back to our Creator. This is coming. Don't get overwhelmed by discouragement. What's coming is glorious. The gates of hell will not prevail against my church, Jesus promises. What does that mean? That means that there's going to be an all-out battle. The doors are going to be knocked down and the evil is going to enter into the church. But it's not going to win. It can't win. They might seem like they're prevailing, but it's not going to happen. Always be one with the Holy Catholic Church. Always be one with the church. This is the universal life that Adam lost. Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, gave this universal life back to mankind. Rejoice in the church. Glory in the church. Pray in the church. And watch what God's going to do. Volume 32, 514, 1933. Oh, how happy I felt feeling myself loved by the triune God. And Louisa says, and I believe that there is no greater happiness, neither in heaven nor on earth, than that the creature occupies a place in the bosom of the celestial Father, who makes his waves of love rise in order to love her. Picture yourself constantly on the lap of God. And if you're afraid, go with Louisa. Sit on the lap of God. Get to call him Father, Abba. Let him know that you love him. And this is very, very important. You have to understand, our God is not a thunder God. He's a loving Father. And he is saying, basically, who wants what I want to give them? He won't interfere with our freedom. So we have to go to the Father. We have to sit on his lap and say, Father, I don't want to leave. Become one with the Heavenly Father. Pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Every time you breathe, breathe in me, Holy Spirit, the Ruah of God, the breath of God, as you breathe into Adam. Fill me with divine life. Let me become in your image and likeness. God's waiting to hear from us. And that's what the Book of Heaven does. It shows us what to do. But while I fell under the waves, my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul in all goodness, told me, blessed daughter, to make your round and our acts, as we have done, as much as in creation and redemption, for the love of souls, make new love rise from within our divine being. What's the new love? I give you back your divine will. I give you back your divine I love you. It's as if it's coming from another God. This is to be in God's image and likeness. God breathes the divine I love you in us, and we give back to God, not human love, but divine love, as if another God had given this to him. That's why he created us. There were no other gods. And he was so filled with love, he says, I'm going to create creatures so that they can receive my love and give it back to me as if it was another god. We are not gods. we're not we don't possess divinity. We will be given a sharing in divinity. So this is what he says. Blessed daughter, to make your round in our acts, this is what the rounds are all about. This is the prayer God wants us to learn. As we, triune God, have done, as much as in creation and redemption, for the love of souls, makes new divine love when within our divine being, invests Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa, who unites herself with our divine acts. It's as if God breathes this divine will. It's ours. And when we give this divine I love you back to God, it's as if he's receiving it from another God. Do you see how powerful the divine will is? We're nothing. We're human. Yet as we breathe this in, this is why we were created, to breathe it back to God. To give to God what is God's. It's not us making our rounds. What are our rounds? They're nothing. I'm going to love you, God, for me looking at the trees. What's that? It's nothing. It's zero. Jesus, I want to look at these trees as you looked at them. I want you to receive the I love you of the Father. I want to receive this I love you as you did, and I want to give this divine I love you back to the Father. That's what the rounds are all about. You are in ecstasy as you pray the rounds. It's so beautiful what God is giving to us. He says, makes new divine love arise within our divine being and invests the soul, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, who unites herself with our divine acts. Louisa, by uniting herself with our divine works, prepares the little place for where to receive our waves of love. Should we receive it and we give it back to God? It's the waves of the sea. They come into shore, they go back out. We breathe in, we breathe out. See, it's to begin to live this I love you that Jesus has given to Louisa. And as Louisa receives them, she also loves us with new divine love. And Louisa forms her waves of love for her Creator in a way that she has had her little place of this divine I love you in our divine being. And we, triune God, have our place in the soul, in Louisa, and the soul's linked to Louisa. Do you see what's happening? Jesus is so excited. Finally, a human born of original sin. And the souls linked to this human are giving back to God what God originally planned with Adam. This is the preternatural life. No saint had the preternatural life. They had a virtue or two of Jesus, a virtue or two of Mary. What Adam possessed was the image and likeness of God, and he lost it. Jesus comes to earth. Mary comes to earth. Why? To redeem mankind, to give back that universal life, that Catholic life. Why? So that we can give to God what is God's, as God originally planned. How happy our triune God is when he sees Louisa, when he sees souls linked to Louisa. We're learning how to do this. Volume 32, 9:10, 1933. See, therefore, the divine will is awaiting your acts in order to give to you, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, its swim. It's diving into this ocean of love and communicates its new divine prerogatives that you did not possess. We have nothing. We are nothing. And yet God is asking us to possess divinity. He's doing it. Just like St. Louis de Montfort says. He's doing it. And all he's asking is, are you willing to do this? And when we say yes, he says, then I want to see you do it. How do you do it? Jesus says, go to Louisa. I have taught Louisa. I will teach you. Go to Louisa. My mother has taught Louisa. My mother will teach you. This book of heaven is magnificent. Listen to what God says. If you knew what it means to take a new swim, to dive into this infinite ocean of my divine will, every time one feels reborn to new divine life, she acquires a new recognition of God who has created her. and the soul feels re-divinely loved even more by her celestial Father and rises in a new divine love for God whom she loves. This isn't saintly. This isn't good. This isn't holy. This is divine. The saints did not know how to do this. Why? They did not have Louisa. We have Louisa. Listen to what Jesus is saying. He says, in sum, she is the daughter who knows her father and wants to know him more. And she, Louisa, does not want to do anything without his most holy divine will. It is the divine father who calls her his little daughter. See, the father is calling us through Louisa. Abba. In order to keep her together, one with him, so as to form of Louisa a model of his. The model that Jesus wants us to be like is Louisa. So, when Jesus looks at us, when Mary looks at us, they say, where is Louisa? She's the model. Where is Louisa? You want to be a Franciscan? You follow Francis. You follow the rules of Francis. You dress like Francis. If you want the divine will, where is Louisa Picaretta? Where is she? Where's her I love you? Where's her rounds? Where's her echo? Where's the hours of the passion? Where's the Virgin Mary in the kingdom? Where is it? Jesus says, if you really want to live in the divine will, I have to find Louisa. That's what he's saying to us. To form Louisa as his model. Therefore, be attentive. What does be attentive mean to us? Read, study, put this into practice. And do not let any act escape that does not take possession in my most supreme fiat. Don't lose anything, Jesus says. I want to fill you with divinity as much as you want, 30, 60, or 100 fold, as much as you want or as little as you want, I will fill you. Some people say, well, I like reading the divine will, but I only read 1 through 10. The other stuff I just can't read. God says, fine, I'll give you 10%. I'll give you a little bit of what you want. Because that's all you want. With us, we're supposed to be diving into this. Instead of reading the lives of the saints, which are good and holy and saintly and wonderful, but it's not divine will. Jesus is asking us to enter into this abundant life. Why? So that we can begin to possess the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. As Jesus says, I want to share with you my divine qualities. Not a virtue or two that the saints possessed, but God's divine qualities. You see what God is doing? He's winning. This is what Jesus said. I said it once before. It's going to look as if Adam never sinned. What does that mean? That means it's going to look as if we never sinned. You see, the Holy Spirit prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle in us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, and renew transform us and renew the face of the earth through us. That's what's coming. This is what's going to be so glorious. The devil is a total loser. Total. He's going to go with his tail between his legs to the pit of hell, knowing he was not only crushed by the woman, Mary, but by her little daughter, Louisa. So let's end there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.